bring you the Roy Rogers Show broadcast live from the Double R Bar Ranch with the Queen of the West, Dale Evans, Pat Brady, and some of your favorite Western stars. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, in person, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Well, howdy, folks. Here's my good word for the day. It's remembering all those great old-time radio programs that we used to listen to.
Roy, you know how much I love those good old shows like Gunsmoke, The Lone Ranger, Have Gun, Will Travel. They were all so wonderful.
Dale, I sure do remember those great shows, almost like they were broadcast yesterday.
Well, howdy, Roy. Howdy, Dale. Did I hear you mention Gunsmoke?
You sure did, Pat.
Pat Brady, were you eavesdropping on us again?
Well, I don't know nothing about no leavesdropping, but I was standing just by that there door and overheard what you and Dale were palabering about.
Pat, you old geezer, you. You were eavesdropping.
Say, I think we forgot to do something this morning.
What's that, Roy?
I think I know.
You do?
Yep. Who do you think is footing the bill for all this today?
Oh, you mean the opening of our show?
Oh, yep, that's just what I meant, Dale.
Well, let's get our show off on the right foot and let our show announcer do her job.
But, Roy, I'm left-footed.
Pat Brady, let's mosey down to the Double R Bar and get some lemonade while she does her work.
Okie dokie, Dale, if you insist.
Good morning. Welcome to the WGTD Radio Theater and the 33rd installment of America's longest running live broadcast of original old time radio shows. Well, if not the longest, certainly right up there. We wouldn't be able to do all of these broadcasts, 33 so far, without the Double R support from the Kenosha Law Firm of O'Connor, Dumay, Alia, and McTernan, the Agape Chiropractic Center in Lake Villa, Illinois, and George Williams College of Aurora University, located out in Williams Bay. Our actors, as always, are from the 91.1 Players. And starring as Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, is Cameron Spencer. Queen of the West, Dale Evans, is our very own Victoria Dumay. I'll be sure to tell y'all just who our other stars are when we get to the end of today's story roundup. The person who got us all together and told us just how to pronounce each and every word and how to wait for the audience applause to take a downward turn or wait for the laughter to peak itself down was Terry Lawler. He's also known in some circles as our director. And finally, the two wranglers who wrote this story were our award-winning writers, Michael Ulstrup and Steve Brown. I better hurry this up before we have to start our 34th show. Let's return to our story back in Mineral City. That's where the Double R Bar Ranch is located, where Roy, Dale, Pat Brady are all jawboning, or more properly said, talking about old-time radio and the latest radio episode of Gunsmoke.
That sure was a long opening. But I'm glad we finally got back here to the Double R.
Yeah, I almost thought she was going to start reciting some poetry or something, like this is her own show.
Well, that didn't happen, Pat.
Well, thank goodness for small things.
Thank goodness.
Speaking of Nellie Bell, my most dependable jalopy, she sure is running a bit rough lately.
Wouldn't a horse-like Trigger be better to ride than Nellie Bell?
Yeah, now, Roy, how can I keep up with you in something else better than good old 3P5388?
3P5388? What's that, Pat?
Well, that's Nellie Bell's license plate.
Dale, it's a cowboy thing, you know.
Sure is, Roy.
Well, boys, I think you two are romancing all about that old beat-up Jeep instead of listening to that heavenly Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke.
Dale, you're probably right. Although, I don't think he'd make it on the television. William Conrad might be a little too heavy for that part.
Oh, Roy, that's not very nice. But in any case, let's listen to the beginning of Gunsmoke. I just love the show's opening.
Okay, Dale, tuning up.
I've always wondered what life would be like back in the 1870s.
You mean in Dodge City?
I think that's exactly what she means, Pat.
Now, gee, Roy, I'd be tickled all over to go back in Dodge City. Back into the good old days. Oh, the chance to meet Miss Kitty.
And Matt Dillon. Maybe even meet Wyatt Earp or the Lone Ranger. Oh, I just wonder what that might be like.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, the story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
You sure are slow with that beer, Doc. Here I am, ready for another.
Yes. Well, you had enough last night, Chester. Matt told me you were still asleep at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, and it was mighty nice of him not to wake me up. Hey, Doc, are you sure he said he'd be back this afternoon?
Well, that's what he told me. What in the world is that fella?
Who?
He just came in the door. See him? With Tyler and Short there.
Oh, him? Well, that's Wade Pendle. He rode in a mule a couple of days ago.
Well, which has the bigger ears, him or his mule?
He's funny looking, all right. And he acts downright peculiar, too.
That's a scrawny mule, Pendle. I seen y'all this morning.
Yeah, Pendle here is kind of scrawny himself. Short. Maybe some beer will fatten him up a little.
I'd like some beer, all right, but I got no money.
Well, why don't you just sell that guitar here?
Sell my guitar? No, I'd never do that. Pendle, you must have a nickel, or at least. That last money I had got stole.
Now, who dares steal money off a tiger like you, Pendle?
I was asleep. I started to wake up, but they kicked me in the head.
Now, Pendle, you call that thing a head? Look to me like your neck just growed out and haired over.
I ain't very handsome.
You sure ain't. Hey, bartender, three beers.
You buying, Tyler?
Oh, I'm proud to buy. Fine old soldier like Wade Pendle.
Yeah, how'd you know I was a soldier?
Well, now I didn't.
Where was you a soldier, Pendle? 3rd Illinois Cavalry.
Illinois? You was with the Yankees?
Roy, so this is the Long Branch Saloon, huh?
Sure is, Dale. We are right where you want it to be, Dodge City. 1877.
Yeah, can't use good old Nellie Bell here.
Pat, you shush up now, you hear? We gotta look like we're part of this town, and not or act like foreigners.
Okay, Roy, I'll just be like all the others, right here in Dodge.
Like I was saying, Tyler, I never done much. We had hard luck and never got to see no real Confederates. Just a bunch of ragged-tailed bushwhackers in South Missouri. They was led by an old chicken thief named Old Klein.
Yeah, so they were. Tell me something else, Pendle. Did you ever get to kill any of Old Klein's men?
A few. Before I got shot myself. They caught some of them after and hung them, but I never did see a hanging.
You never did see one?
Nowhere, I never did.
That's so. Well, Pendle, you know you're in luck. Seeing as how we're all kind of in the war together, so to speak, I'm going to show you a hanging. You're about ready, ain't you, Short?
Yeah, my rope's on my saddle. I'll get it and meet you back here.
There's going to be a hanging? A real hanging?
Why, sure there is, and you're lucky, Pendle. You run into us just in time.
Here now, what you talking about, Tyler? And who you going to hang?
kind of surprised, Chester. You can watch, though.
Now, you know it's a game a lot of hang people around here.
I heard Marshal Dillon ride out of town this morning. Time he gets back, it'll be all over. Don't you try to buck me in Short, Chester. You die if you do. Come on now, Pendle. Come on now. We don't want to miss it.
Now, what do you suppose they're up to, Doc?
I don't know, Chester, but I'd sure like to find out.
Yeah. I reckon we better. I sure do wish Mr. Dillon was here. Look, there's Miss Kitty.
Yeah, she's a mighty fine-looking woman, Chester.
Hey there, Doc. Chester?
Miss Kitty.
Who's a fine, good-looking woman?
Well,
You are, Miss Kitty. No need to stop the water from flowing under the bridge. You are a mighty fine lady.
Well, thank you, boys. I think it's time for me to sing a little ditty so you two boys can cool off a bit.
Hey, Dale, look. Miss Kitty's going to sing her song. I wish you were singing instead, Dale.
Oh, Pat, that's okay. This is her town. Miss Kitty is the belle of Dodge City.
Okay, you two, that's enough. Let's let Miss Kitty
belt out one of her songs.
She sure is a fine-looking woman.
That's enough of that, Pat.
Yes, ma'am.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows and rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. So let's go down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I'll love you in buckskins or shirts that I've homespun, but I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't wear a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. The buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. So let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and ribbon that shows, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows.
Howdy, Chester. And you must be Doc Adams.
Yes, sir, I am. And who are you, sir, if I may ask?
Well, Doc, I meet Roy Rogers. He's been called the King of Cowboys.
You don't say.
Doc, Pat here always likes to exaggerate just a bit.
Well,
where do y'all hail from, Roy?
Mineral City and the Double R Bar Ranch.
I never heard of that.
Hey, Matt, when do you get back?
Just rode into town, Doc. And who are you folks?
Oh, Marshall Dillon. I'm Dale Evans. And this here is Roy Rogers and our sidekick, Pat Brady.
Nice to meet you, folks.
Well, where do you hail from?
Oh, we're all from Mineral City, Miss Kitty.
Roy, this is making my neck nerves all tight and shaky.
No need to be nervous, Pat. I'll take care of this.
Now, when did you arrive here in Dodge?
Oh, we got in earlier today.
By train?
Marshall, we came by stagecoach.
That's funny.
What is, Chester?
Well, Matt, see here, no stagecoach come through Dodge since last night, and it was not from Mineral City.
Chester's right, Matt. That stage came from Denver. Some of the passengers are staying right here at the Long Branch.
Makes no how to me, Kitty. I bet you folks would like to get into your room so you can wash all that dirt grime off and get into some clean duds.
He sure do talk with some funny words, Miss Kitty.
You're one to be talking about someone else's English.
Marshall, I think that's a good idea. Just show us the way, Miss Kitty.
Of course I will, Roy. Why don't you all follow me? We'll have you register at the front desk later.
Join us for dinner tonight?
That sounds just fine, Marshall.
7 o'clock, good?
That's fine, Marshall. See you then.
As Roy, Dale, and Pat follow Miss Kitty to the hotel, Marshall Dillon is looking at a piece of paper that Pat dropped by mistake on the saloon floor.
Doc, take a look at this.
What do you make of it, Matt?
I've never seen anything like it before.
What is it, Mr. Dillon?
It says, Texaco Gas Station, receipt for 10 gallons of gasoline for Nellie Bell.
Now wait one darn minute, Mr. Dillon. What's 10 gallons of gas, and what's a Nellie Bell?
Texaco? All this does sound a bit strange to me, Matt.
Maybe we can find out more about this when we meet them all for dinner tonight at 7. And in the meantime, we better find out if there's any new dispatches over at the telegraph office about that bank robbery in Capital City.
Mr. Dillon, do you think that Black Mask gang is involved with that?
Well, I don't know, Chester.
They're an ordinary bunch of bandits, Matt.
Oh, they sure are, Chester.
Matt, I never heard about them.
Bad news, Doc.
You betcha they are.
Doc, they all wear black masks. Kill anyone who gets into their way.
They better keep their spurs out of Dodge.
I'll see you later, Chester. You keep a watch over at the marshal's office.
Yes, Mr. Dillon.
As Matt is checking on any news about the Black Masks gang over at the telegraph office, Roy and Dale are having lunch at the hotel dining room. Dale is saying...
Roy, do you think they might get suspicious of us?
I'm not sure, Dale. Matt's pretty smart, you know.
It's Chester that I'm worried about.
Chester? Why is that?
Well, Chester is so slow at figuring out what's going on that he just might stumble on the real story.
Dale, if Chester figures out that the Lone Ranger is getting involved in this story, he will really blow a gasket.
Heavenly days, Roy, that would be a real hoot. I mean, the Lone Ranger? Right here in Dodge?
Don't forget about Tonto.
Oh, and Tonto, too.
I just wonder how surprised they'll be when they see the Lone Ranger riding into town on Silver.
Oh, I can hear the Lone Ranger's music right now.
Hello, Marshal Forbes.
Yeah? Who's that? Well, I'll be a two-toed grasshopper. Tonto, how in the world are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Where's the Lone Ranger?
Oh, he is in Hills, north of town.
Well, I reckon two of you come to this part of the country to see your old friends, Clarabelle Hornblow and Thunder Martin.
No, we come to see Clarabelle and Thunder this time.
Oh?
We come this way to look for a crook named Shelby.
Shelby? Shelby? Never heard of the critter.
Shelby wanted for robbing bank in Kansas. We trail Shelby for a long time.
You must have if you follow them this far.
We lose trail 2 days ago. Masked man hopes to find bank robber in the hills. He sent me here to tell you to be on lookout for man with big scar across forehead.
Uh-huh. Where'd you lose this trail, Tonto?
Oh, north side of Sunflower Ridge.
Haven't been able to pick up the trail since, huh?
No, but someone did tell Masked Man that she'll be heading north, towards Dodge City.
Dodge City, huh? That's Matt Dillon's town.
Yes, I know. I also go there. Masked Man needs all the help he can get.
Tonto, everything I know about the Masked Man leaves me no other opinion that he will know what to do and how to do it.
I agree. That's why he is called the Lone Ranger.
As Tonto begins his journey north to Dodge City, the masked man, or should I say, the Lone Ranger, is about 5 miles outside of Dodge, riding on Silver. They have stopped at the banks of the Pawnee River.
Look, Silver, there's a white-tailed raccoon just across the bank. Do you see it? Good boy, Silver. Let's rest here for a few minutes before we head down into Dodge City. What is it, boy? Oh, you want me to play my harmonica for you? Oh, of course, Silver, of course. Did you like that, Silver? Well, we'd better continue our journey, Silver, so we can find that bank robber, Shelby.
Dale, what are you doing?
I was just listening to the radio.
What program was on?
Oh, I had a good laugh listening to Abbott and Costello.
Their show was always great. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites, The Lone Ranger. Oh, I just love that show.
He's a real classic, especially his creed.
What about it, Roy?
I've always tried to live by the first two on his list.
Oh, which ones?
They were that to have a friend, a man must be one. And that all men are created equal, and that everyone has within himself the power to make this a better world.
Oh, Roy, those are wonderful. Oh, hey, look. Here comes Pat.
Howdy, Dale. Howdy, Roy.
Oh, Pat Brady, where have you been all day?
Well, I was making sure that Nellie Bell was just taken care of, and she is doing just fine.
Sounds like you've been busy.
Yeah, you betcha I have been. What about you, Dale?
Oh, I was just listening to The Lone Ranger.
Oh, I've always wanted to see what Silver looked like. I bet he was easy to take care of. A bunch easier than Nellie Bell.
Pat, who would have thought that good old George Trindle and Franz Stryker could have created such a great character like the Lone Ranger?
Hey, Roy. Did he ever take his mask off?
Never. He never did.
Yeah, and he never allowed himself to be captured. Or at least not for too long. He always escaped.
Say, Roy, did that sweet girl Betsy come by this afternoon?
No, she didn't, Dale.
Who's Betsy?
She's a young lady who works over at the Long Branch. She helps Miss Kitty with the books.
Is she like a librarian?
No, Pat. I think Roy means she keeps track of all the money, counts it, and makes deposits at the bank.
Those kind of books.
Oh, look, Roy. It's Betsy.
Well, speak of the devil.
Good afternoon, Miss Evans.
Miss Evans? Nobody calls Dale Miss Evans.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Evans.
Oh, that's okay. You just call me Dale. Everyone does.
Okay, Dale. I like that much better.
Oh, so do I, Betsy.
Hold on.
What is it, Roy?
Shh. I thought I heard a horse over there next to the bank.
Roy, I heard that, too.
Sounds like it's riding past the hotel.
My gosh.
What is it, Pat?
Silver?
What do you mean, Pat?
That horse. It looked just like Silver. Couldn't be.
What did you see, Pat?
The horse. It looked just like Silver. All white with the same markings.
Pat, are you sure?
Well, you're darn tootin', I'm darn sure.
Oh, here we go again, Roy.
Yeah, I know them markings anywhere. Just like Silver's sire, Sylvan, and his dam, Musa.
How can you be so sure?
Because I know all about Silver. There ain't nothing about Silver, the Lone Ranger, that I don't know about. I could just hear it now.
Oh, what is it you can hear, Pat?
What I always wanted to hear. You know it. Mm-hmm.
I've heard that before, Pat. I know I have. As Pat goes on about hearing about Silver and all the sounds from the Lone Ranger on the radio, the real Lone Ranger has just tied Silver to a tree on the south side of Dodge City and is slinking around in the shadows of late afternoon. He wants to be especially careful not to be seen. Why? Why, you asked? Because he's the Lone Ranger! Lone Ranger's been trailing Shelby for a long time, and he knows that that trail will end in Dodge City. As we return to Dodge City, we find Miss Kitty getting ready to rehearse a song that she'll be singing tonight at the Long Branch.
Look, Dale, there's Miss Kitty.
Do you think we should bother her?
Yeah, I think we should. She is awfully nice to me.
Howdy. What are y'all doing this afternoon?
Not too much, Miss Kitty.
Oh, we just thought we'd stop by and say hello.
Howdy, Miss Kitty.
And what are you doing here in the middle of the afternoon, Doc?
I thought I'd come in and have a beer, listen to you rehearse one of your pretty songs, since I can't be here tonight.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you, Doc.
Miss Kitty, I'd be pleased as punch to hear you sing your song.
Well, thank you, Pat. I'd be mighty pleased to do that for you, and for Doc, too.
I just love her voice.
Me too, Doc.
Well, my guitar player is all tuned up and ready to go. I hope you boys like this one. Hey, Jack, join me. Thank you, boys. Glad you liked it.
That was mighty pretty.
Oh, it sure was. Uh-oh.
Hello. Why, Pat, I'd be mighty pleased to do that for you. Let's see, what is it, Pat?
Well, here comes Roy and Dale.
Howdy, Pat. Miss Kitty, Doc.
Roy, thanks for stopping by the Long Branch.
Sure thing, Miss Kitty.
Miss Kitty, Roy tells me that you know Shelby.
That's right, Dale. Doc tells me that Shelby's accused of robbing a bank.
That's what we've heard, Miss Kitty.
Well, I think Mr. Dillon's been on the lookout for Shelby for some time now.
Is that right, Marshal Dillon?
Yep, you're correct. Let's just say I got a tip.
A tip, huh?
That's right, Roy. A tip. One person. Someone who knows.
Is he here in Dodge City right now?
Who? The man with the information or Shelby?
Both of them are here in town right now.
Well, that's right, Marshal. I'm here.
Bank robber. He's wearing a mask and has a big white hat.
Calm down, Chester. The Marshal knows who I am, and I think so do you, Roy.
Mr. Dillon, how did he know Roy's name?
Chester, that man might be wearing a mask for a reason.
Mr. Dillon, I never heard of such a thing. What about you, Dale?
Chester, I am not so sure about your grasp of the English language, but I do know all about the masked man.
You do?
Dale, do you think you should be talking about such things here in Dodge City? You do know what I mean, don't you?
Of course. I know exactly what you mean.
Chester, that man is known by everyone.
Is that the same as someone being like a legend?
Well, Chester, a legend usually means that someone didn't really exist. That's not the case here.
Tell me more.
This man was originally one of six Texas Rangers who were ambushed at Bryant's Gap by the evil Butch Cavendish gang. It was a horrible event.
That's right, Roy. And five Rangers were killed that day. But the severely wounded John Reed was discovered by an Indian who had been a boyhood friend. He saved him that day. Saved his life.
Chester, do you see what this is?
I sure do, Roy. It's a bullet for a six gun.
Correct. But there's something very different about this bullet, Chester. Take a closer look at it. Real close.
I reckon that's a pure silver bullet, Roy. Pure silver.
Chester.
Mr. Dillon.
That man's brother, whose name was Daniel, owned a silver mine. And after he was killed that day at Bryant's Gap, the masked man used only silver bullets as his calling card.
Mr. Dillon, something tells me that there's more to this story.
Oh, Chester, there's always more to just about any story.
Chester. Chester Proudfoot.
Yes, sir?
Chester, please do me a favor. Find me a chair so I can sit down right here next to Marshal Dillon and talk to Roy and Dale.
Yes, sir. Here's your chair.
Thank you, Chester.
This sure is something, Roy.
What's that, Pat?
Well, that we're sitting right here with the Lone Ranger.
What brings you to Dodge City?
Miss Evans, I'm actually here looking for a bank robber who was seen heading this way.
Really? And please, call me Dale.
Sure thing, Dale.
Would this bank robber go by the name of Shelby?
Why, yes, that's the robber's name. How did you know?
Let's just say we had a good idea about that.
Yeah, we sure did.
Pat, didn't I see you riding in some sort of noisy carriage or whatever you might call it?
Yes, you did. Nellie Bell.
Nellie Bell? What's that?
Well, she's my good old trusty Jeep.
I've never heard of a Jeep before.
Let me ask you something. Where's Tonto?
How did you know about him?
Let's just say that I know all about him and you.
I think the masked man needs help looking for Shelby.
As the sun begins to set in Dodge City, Tonto stealthily moves in and out of the shadows as he starts to look for Shelby. the horrible and daunting bank robber wanted by lawmen throughout the plains of the Wild, Wild West. The masked man seems to have a sixth sense about where Tonto is and what he's doing when he says,
"Roy, I think that Tonto is close by."
"What do you mean?"
"I can sense his presence here in Dodge."
"Well, how do you know?"
"Pat, I think the masked man is able to know such things."
"Well, I sure know what it means to have a second sense about things like that."
"Pat, what do you mean? Don't you mean a sixth sense?"
"Not when it comes to Nellie Bell."
"What does Nellie Bell have anything to do with that?"
"Yeah, Chester, she's always talking to me."
"What does she say to you, Pat?"
"Yeah, things like, for 2 cents, I'd rather be sitting in the barn, gathering some dust, rather than racing across the desert at 40 miles per hour. That's why I don't know nothing about having a sixth sense."
"All right, it sounds like we got a problem brewing outside there. Better go check. Chester, you watch my back out there."
"Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon."
"Kitty, what are you doing out here?"
"Matt, look for yourself."
"Who's that down on the dirt there?"
"Matt, someone told me his name was Forbes."
"Did you say Forbes?"
"I sure did, masked man."
"Well, who told you his name?"
"Betsy. She told me."
"Betsy? Is that true?"
"That's right, Marshal Dillon. I was standing over there, next to the blacksmith's barn."
Roy, I think I heard a gunshot coming from over there, right where Betsy said she was standing."
"Pat, are you sure?"
"Yeah, sure am, Roy. As sure as rain."
"He's right."
"Tonto, when did you get into Dodge?"
"Long before the sun started to go down, Kemosabe."
"I knew you were here, somewhere in Dodge."
"I had to find where Shelby was."
"Tonto, did you find Shelby?"
"Miss Evans, I know where Shelby is."
"Tonto can always track down bad people. It's almost like he smells them, no matter how far away."
"You mean almost like a sixth sense?"
"Oh, yes, Pat, that's exactly what he means."
"Betsy, I need to talk to you."
"Yeah, yes, Marshal. Why do you need to talk to me? I've done nothing wrong."
"Betsy, I never said you did."
"Marshal Dillon, you better look at this piece of paper."
"Dale, something just doesn't seem to fit together here."
"Roy, I know exactly what you mean."
"Betsy, I think you have something to tell me, don't you?"
"Marshal Dillon, I don't know what you're talking about."
"Betsy, do you want to tell Marshal Dillon the truth, or shall I do it for you?"
"You're all crazy. I don't have to stand here and listen to this."
"Betsy, you aren't going anywhere."
"Take your grubby hands off of me. Who do you think you are?"
"I'll tell you who we are. We're the law-abiding citizens of Dodge City."
"And you, Betsy Shelby, you are under arrest for the murder of Jedediah Forbes and for robbing the Ford County Bank."
So that's who they were going to hang.
"I have tracked her all the way from Copper City, day and night. She left a trail that only Tonto could follow."
"Thank you, Tonto, and also your masked man friend."
"Who was that masked man, Mr. Dillon?"
"Chester, that was the Lone Ranger."
"Are you still there, boy?"
"Roy, Dale, your help today was invaluable. Both of you knew something was up with Betsy, didn't you?"
"Yes, you're right, Marshal. Something just didn't ring true with her."
"Yeah, like I said, Roy, I'm glad you, Dale, and Pat were here to help."
"Thank you, Marshal Dillon. We do need to be moving on, Marshal."
"That's too bad. I could use 2 more deputies here in Dodge."
2? What about me?"
"Sorry, Pat. I mean 3.
Roy, before y'all to leave Dodge, I was wondering if I could ask you and Dale to sing that song."
"You mean that song?"
"Oh, Roy, do you think we can?"
"Please, Dodge City would not be the same without that song."
"I think we can do that."
"I'd sure be much obliged if you would."
"Well, we'd be honored to sing that for you."
"Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling on till then.
Who cares about the clouds?
song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Some trails are happy ones, others are blue. It's the way
happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to
Roy and Dale, that was mighty pretty.
Thank you, Matt.
And Marshall Dillon, I always get teary-eyed when they sing Happy Trails.
Pat, you get teary-eyed when Nellie Bell needs an oil change.
Now, Roy, you know that's not really true.
Pat?
Okay, maybe just a little.
We better mosey on out of here and get back to the Double R Ranch.
We'll all miss you all.
Oh, thanks, Miss Kitty.
Kitty, I think it's time for dinner. I'll be inside the Long Branch. Roy, Dale, Pat, thanks for everything.
Anytime, Matt. Anytime.
As Roy, Dale, and Pat head back to Mineral City and the Double R Bar Ranch, we bid farewell to Dodge City. Matt Dillon, Chester, Doc, and Miss Kitty. You've been listening to the WGTD Radio Theater and the world premiere of the new Roy Rogers and Dale Evans Show, written by Steve Brown and Michael Ulstrup. Our director today was Terry Lawler. Our stars today were Cameron Spencer as Roy Rogers, Victoria Dumay as Dale Evans, Tom Powers as Pat Brady, Terry Lawler as Matt Dillon, Jill Jensen as Miss Kitty, Don Jensen as Doc Adams, Andrew Potter as Chester, Jenny Tunkies as Miss Betsy, Gary Stamm as Lone Ranger, Ryan Farrell as Tonto. Also featuring Jack Grassel on guitar and making his singing debut, sound director extraordinaire Terry Steele, audio consultant Bob Newman. As always, support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of O'Connor, Dumay, Aaliyah, and McTiernan, the Agape Chiropractic Center in Lake Villa, Illinois, and George Williams College of Aurora University, located in Williams Bay. Be sure to join us on June 27th for the new Jack Benny Show starring Gary Stamm.
Now, cut that out!
For the WGTD Radio Theater, I'm your host, Jenny Tunkies, thanking you for joining us this morning for the new Roy Rogers and the Dale Evans Show.